We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I hope you're ready for the fastest 25 minutes in radio, because that's what I have for you here on the Damon Bruce Show this afternoon. We're less than 30 minutes away right now from another edition of Warriors Warm-Up. Kerry Keating's going to join me. Our conversation with Steve Kerr will join us. Our friend Sean Devaney will be joining us from Boston to preview this Warriors-Celtics games tonight. It is a football Friday. The Patriots are coming to town. No Gronk. There will be no Gronking on the 50. How much turkey will be on the 50? It's up to the 49ers. See what they can do to slow down what is one of the harder forces to stop in the NFL. That is Tom Brady and Bill Belichick skipping down the road hand in hand together, even though I'm not even sure they like each other. It does not matter. They certainly work well together. Just like us, Gianna.
Well, hello. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. We don't really like each other. We just work well together. That's what's going on here. We have a very quickly moving show for you again. I cannot stress that enough. We are going to have some ideas. Then we're going to have some hopes. Then we're going to talk some nachos. And then we're going to talk about risk. A huge risk that a guy I know is taking with a crossing the Atlantic paddleboarding situation. A friend of mine named Brian, who runs the Maverick Surfing Competition, introduced me to a guy, a waterman, named Chris Burditch from South Africa. He actually won the 2010 Mavericks Big Wave Competition, which is the Mavericks competition of all Mavericks competitions.
Wow.
And we went to lunch one time, one of the coolest guys in the world, and now he is going to spend over 130 days on the open ocean paddleboarding from Morocco to Miami. He is going to cross the Atlantic Ocean on something the size of a surfboard.
That's amazing.
It's insane. And Brian's actually really, really concerned that he might not make it. So a fundraiser for all the charities that this is causing attention for, gaining attention for, is going to happen at the Old Princeton Landing down in Half Moon Bay tonight. Great place.
Yep. Really fun place to have a cocktail. And hang out.
So that's what's going on. We'll talk to Brian here in just a little bit. It's a football Friday. And obviously for Raider fans, you just can't wait until it's a football Monday, because Monday night is all yours. It's going to happen down in Mexico City. It is a trench warfare game for the second game in a row. The Raiders won the trench warfare against the Denver Broncos. And if they win this one, they will win this game on the road, even though it's a home game, wink and a smile. But the home that I really want to talk about in the short amount of time that we have together this afternoon is simply this. Here are my ideas for a new Oakland A's stadium. With all the news yesterday that the front office and the management of the A's reshuffled its deck, we got new voices leading the way. Dave Cavill says he wants to crowdsource good ideas. So you know what I did this morning, Gianna? I woke up, made myself a great cup of coffee, just sipped and thought.
Okay.
Sipped and thought.
Nice.
Sipped and thought. And here's what I've come up with. First, let's start with what I'm eliminating. That crane idea that I had, where the cranes that look like AT-ATs, that everyone says George Lucas got the idea for the Stormtrooper AT-ATs, right, or AT-ATs. It depends on what dork you're arguing with. But I said that those cranes should like hold up the scoreboard. Terrible idea. We're eliminating that idea completely. I want everything there to be beautiful. Cranes are not beautiful. Cranes dot an urban landscape, but I want this ballpark to be an escape from Oakland's urban landscape and into an absolute paradise of green. I want it to be beautiful. Baseball is best when it's green, when it's quaint, with great sight lines around the entire park. I need the greenest thing in the world to be built, Gian. I want green seats. I want green grass. I want green walls. I want green everything, with the exception of a row of gold seats around the top of the first deck. One row. It'd be like the gold stripe on the A's stirrup socks.
Like an accent. Nice.
An accent line of maybe the first five rows of the upper deck are all gold. So you have a beautiful gold band running across the front of the upper deck and then leading to two golden, beautiful foul poles.
Sounds pretty.
Cool. Less is more. Yeah. Less is more here, okay? This is going to be very subtle. Then I want a pole-to-pole bar. I want a ring around the outfield that is like basically at any point in time, if you're walking from foul pole to foul pole, you can stop and get a drink and order it from a bar where you're facing the field as you're ordering the drink. Not your back to it, but you're facing the field as you get a drink and you can just slide on down and you can lean and drink right there. I want all of that to give people all the room to move around. Maybe even a little grassy area to sit on blankets. Tickets for like $10. Bring your own blanket. Sit on this grassy area. Kind of like the grassy knolls before Mount Davis was built that were sort of the hallmark of the last Coliseum, the old Coliseum. Mm-hmm. But you allow people to have access to it. You can set out a blanket and sit on a warm Oakland night watching the A's on a hill. Make it quaint. Make it like spring training.
Oh, that's nice.
That's the best part of spring training. Those little hills and the blankets and the families and the kids and the little game of catch that you're having while you're kind of watching the game.
That's great.
Do I got good ideas
or
what?
Petco does something a little similar to that.
Yep. They got that little beach area at Petco. Honor your legends and honor your past. You got to have a Ricky Henderson porch. I want the Eckersley bullpens. I want the Vita Blue bar somewhere out in left field.
That sounds good.
Give me the Sal Bando bar in right field. The Kearney Lansford Landing where people can catch home run balls. How about Jim Catfish Hunter's Fish and Chips?
Cute. That's pretty good.
I'm only serving Raleigh chicken fingers. I mean, I want the A's past embraced in a way that's borderline obnoxious. That's what I want. I want an ode to a former player, an ode to someone who was either a Hall of Famer or just locally colorful and loved. Billy Beane's Sabermetric Lounge? Why not, right? That can be where the big hitters play. The Billy Beane Sabermetric Lounge. How about the Josh Donaldson dog? Oh, I'm sorry. Too soon. Sorry.
Ouch.
Sorry. Look, there are 37 A's in the Hall of Fame. They have so many colorful players in their history. There are so many different opportunities to honor these guys. Who is not going to the Conseco Club for a beer before or after the game, right?
Right.
Selfishly, I want a great press box, and I want it right behind home plate. Don't upper deck me. Put it mid-level. You have a challenge to meet what is the best press box in all baseball, which is AT&T's press box. It's amazing. Wide aisles, concourse for people to move about freely, great bathrooms, plumbing galore. Plumbing galore. The kind of plumbing that you don't even think about. That's what I'm looking for.
That would be useful.
In a new stadium. How about, like we were talking yesterday, Gianna, bring in Disney and make me a big oak tree, like a Swiss Family Robinson Disney-style oak tree that kids can run up, swing from the branches a little bit safely, 2 feet off the ground.
Right.
Maybe a tire swing hanging from the big oak tree, slide down the middle of the trunk, have it LED strung and lit and let the whole thing, let the leaves blink green when someone hits a home run.
That's cool. Near the grassy knoll, that would be perfect. Like,
you make it super kid friendly, a place to bring the kids if they get a little bored. That way dad, who has the season tickets, has a temporary like babysitting feature built into the ballpark. And you know what you call it? David's Forced.
Cute.
It's close to Forest, right?
Yep, that's pretty cute.
David Forced. What about the Lou Wolf urinal cakes? Well done, text line. Well done. So that's what I want. That's what I really hope happens. That's what I think should happen. What I wanted to happen was for Colin Kaepernick to put his money where his mouth is, since he wouldn't walk his butt down to the voting booth. If you want to affect change, it takes more than talking, more than tweeting, more than hashtagging. And you look like kind of you've married yourself to those. So what can Colin do to really make a difference? Well, it's write that check. He pledged $1 million, and right now he has given us an opportunity to track his donations. You can go to Kaepernick7.com. I believe that that is his website, Kaepernick7.com, to track where his money's going. Good on him. I've been calling the 49ers. I've been kind of challenging the existence of that. I am glad. By the way, I was pushing them hard this week, and this Friday is when they announce it. You're welcome, everyone. Semi-me, let's be honest. But no, I'm really, really happy that Colin did that. He put his money where his mouth is. The money is probably the most important thing that he can put into the kitty after the awareness that he's raised. So good for him. So, Damon, Hatteberg Hill, thank you. Reggie Jackson's exits. Some pretty good stuff there. So, Mark McGuire's juice bar. Yeah, you could do that. You could definitely do that. Text line's on fire. I wish we had more time, but we really don't. So if you'll indulge me here just a little bit, I've got something personal to share with you. As you, many of you know, I got married last weekend, and happy to report things are going great. It is now Friday. We've been married for 6 days.
Woohoo!
And it's going well.
Good.
Unfortunately, my grandmother, beautiful Annette Tolge, 94 years old, was unable to make the wedding because she was feeling very, very ill. She has been for a while, to the point where hospice came in to take care of her. And I'm sad, but pleased to announce, after living an incredibly happy, rich, and full life, my beautiful grandmother has passed away. And this is my mother's mother. This is the Duchess's mother.
Aww.
This is the Queen.
Yeah.
So I need to go pay my respects, and I need to be there for my mother.
Absolutely.
And so Jillian and I are actually flying to upstate New York tomorrow, and I will be in upstate New York to attend my grandmother's funeral and support my mother and help her through this tough time. And the silver lining of all this is I also get to introduce Jillian to a whole bunch of family that otherwise she would not have met anytime soon. So hopefully we can spread a little of our happiness to an otherwise somber occasion. Because of that, I'm not going to be around next week. And so here's what I hope happens while I'm gone. I hope that the Warriors run the table on this road trip. I hope that the Raiders just destroy the Houston Texans to the point where all of Mexico is weeping for them, Dios de la Muerte style. I hope Alden Smith gets reinstated, and I hope he's done being his own worst enemy. I hope that Eli Harold, who was such a great interview with us yesterday, gets 4 sacks against Tom Brady. I hope Jared Goff balls out. Why not? Let it happen. And in that regard, I hope Cal wins the big game. I hope Donskoy scars sometime really soon. But most of all, like me, I hope you're getting excited for a little college basketball, which has officially started. I know no one here really cares, but you will when it's all said and done, I promise. But really, most of all, I hope that you and your family have a great Thanksgiving. I hope it goes wonderfully. I'm not going to be here next week to wish all of you a happy Turkey Day next week, so I just wanted to do it right now today. And Gianna, of course, to you and your family, Albie, Button Vixen, everybody, Danny, Don, all of us, even Canadians, happy Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody. I hope you have a great time with friends and family and loved ones and adopted family and chosen family, who's almost more important than the family that you don't pick.
Yeah, sometimes they can be.
So I hope it's wonderful. I really, really do. Now, I hope you will also continue to indulge me, because I was going to do this interview next week, but I didn't have time because I won't be here next week. So now I would like to take you to something officially completely different. So one of the coolest things I've ever done in sports was be invited to sit at the crest of the wave that hosts the Maverick Surfing Competition down in Half Moon Bay. Brian Overfelt, a guy who is one of the coordinators of the Maverick Surfing Contest, became a friend of mine that day. And through him, another guy became a friend of mine named Chris Burdich. He is from South Africa. He is a waterman, which means he basically spends half of his life out on the water. And he's about to spend almost half of the year out on the water, single paddle boarding across the Atlantic Ocean tonight down at the Old Princeton Landing, which is a great bar down in Half Moon Bay. My friend Brian Overfelt is running a fundraiser for Chris Burdich in what seems like a almost invitation to die somewhere in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean. He's doing it for a great cause and a couple of great charities. And to talk about it, my friend Brian is good enough to join me here on 95.7 The Game. Brian, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. It's great to be here, Damon. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's good to have you. And let me start with a happy birthday to you. I know today's your birthday.
That's right. I just turned 21, folks, so we'll be celebrating my 21st down here if anybody wants to.
Very nice. I'm glad you made it to 21, you old salt. So tonight, the Old Princeton Landing, a great bar down in Half Moon Bay, is going to be hosting a fundraiser for Chris Burdich. Please tell my audience what this guy is about to go do.
It's actually unbelievable, and you're not going to believe me, but it's true. He is going to take a stand-up paddle board. They call them SUPs, where you stand up with the paddle. You know, you see people in the Lake Tahoe doing it, in the ocean doing it.
Right.
He's going to SUP across the Atlantic. He's leaving from Morocco, and he's going to Florida, unassisted, no boat, by himself, on the open ocean for 120 days.
It's absolutely amazing that he is going to do this, and he's doing it to raise awareness for a couple of charities that he's really become an ambassador for: Operation Smile, Signature of Hope, Lunchbox Fund. He's raising money and awareness for a whole bunch of kids, but he is literally risking his life to do this. You can be as much of a waterman and experienced on the ocean as you want to, but to put yourself into harm's way with no immediate rescue around you for thousands of miles in the middle of the ocean on essentially an oversized surfboard, I mean, does he have a death wish or what?
I don't know what to say. I'm actually really worried about him. He is one of the gnarliest watermen in the world. You know, the contest he won at Mavericks in 2010 is considered the biggest surf contest in the history of surfing. Unless the Piahi event last year might have topped it in size, we're still not sure. But the 2010 event at Mavericks was the biggest surf contest ever at Mavericks. It was 60-foot face waves, and he won that event. And he's gnarly, but I am really worried about him. I'm really worried about him on this one.
Well, I am too. And through you, I had the chance to do lunch with him one time. He is just one of the coolest guys, one of the kindest souls I've ever met. And it just seems like there are a whole bunch of ways to set world records. This is about as dangerous as you could be. And look, it's not a matter of the rough ocean he might face. It's how many rough oceans he's going to face. How many times the waves are going to be bigger than skyscrapers coming down on him. Again, on nothing bigger than almost an oversized surfboard, which is going to be his main mode of transportation. His entire backup system has to be there. I'm sure he'll have a satellite phone, but if anything went wrong in the middle of the ocean, I mean, it's going to take forever to get to you. Has anyone tried to talk him out of this?
I think his brothers have. He has a few older brothers in South Africa that are all true watermen as well. I hear they're every bit as gnarly as he is. I hear he's like the runt of the litter. From what I hear, and they're really hard on him. But I know his brothers have been concerned about him. And, I don't know anyone else other than his brothers that have tried to talk him out of it. But he gave up his spot in the Titans and Mavericks event this year to do this. And if I could read you just a quick sentence off of his page, which I find truly inspiring and wonderful, just from his perspective of what he's doing. Can I read that to you real quick?
Absolutely.
It's been a long and hard road putting this project together, but I believe in it with every fiber in my being because it's going to have such a huge and positive impact on lives of millions of children, educate and inspire many generations to come, and literally change the world.
It's unbelievable. He will be open board, stand-up paddling across the Atlantic Ocean from Morocco to Miami. He leaves in December. And if in any way you want to contribute to the charities, the awareness that he's raising through this, head on down to the Old Princeton Landing tonight. It's a great bar. Tell Brian that you heard him on the radio. Wish him a happy 21st birthday when you go in there, because indeed it's his 21st birthday. And Brian, man, when Mavericks runs, please let me know. Guys like this who are involved in sports like this are some of the most interesting athletes I've ever spoken with, and they've completely changed my perspective about sports, about what real risk versus reward is. It's just amazing. These guys who are in love with the ocean almost are content with the fact that their lives might end there. And it almost brings a peace to them. I've never seen this wiring in an athlete. And I certainly hope that when he crosses successfully and makes his trip back out here, both you and Chris will join me in studio, and we will talk about what is an adventure of a lifetime. And I'm guessing if he actually pulls it off, soon to be a major motion picture. I mean, it's unprecedented.
I'm going to Florida, Damon. I'm gonna I've made a commitment to him, and I've even told him. He called me last week. So everyone's like, you can't get a hold of him. We don't know where he's at. He called me last week and wished me a happy birthday. He didn't even know I was throwing him a fundraiser. He just called me and wished me a happy birthday while he was getting ready, waiting for his boat to be shipped from Gibraltar to Morocco, et cetera.
It's unbelievable.
He's unbelievable, man. And I'm going to go to Florida, and I'm going to photograph him coming in when he pulls this off. I'll be there. I'll be there in Florida when he comes in.
Well, I tell you what, when that happens, you'll be our a correspondent for the Damon Bruce Show, and you will take us live to that event when indeed it does happen. I hope it does happen. Good luck to Chris, certainly, Chris Burdich, for this unbelievable Atlantic crossing. Brian, good luck to you and all of our good friends down at the OPL. Say hi to Leah for me, okay?
I will, man. And hey, thank you very much. And thank your producers, and thank you for having us on. And we really appreciate it. I'm going to tell Chris we talked. And I can't wait to talk to you soon, Damon. And congratulations to you, sir, on your most recent celebration last weekend.
Brian, thanks an awful lot, buddy. We'll talk to you real soon, man.
Hi, buddy.
Brian Overfelt from the Old Princeton Landing talking about Chris Burdich's trip across the Atlantic Ocean. Kind of makes it sound like going to play the Celtics in Boston is no big deal, but that is what we're about to talk about next. Joining me, Kerry Keating and a cast of thousands as we get ready for tonight's Warriors and Celtics game. It's coming up next here on 95.7 The Game. Stay tuned. Warriors warm-up right around the corner.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.